This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two today. It is, I always like to do a proof of life. It's Friday, June 4th, so it really is me on Friday, June 4th. And I've got a great commentary that's coming out, a provocative commentary, a controversial commentary that's coming out this Sunday in newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate that syndicates my nationwide newspaper columns, as well as many conservative websites around the country that run my columns, including Town Hall and Gateway Pundit, and, of course, my site, RootForAmerica.com. And here it is. I don't think it's controversial, by the way. It is provocative, but I don't think it's controversial. I think it's common sense. It's titled, I Know What China Did to Us. It's time to call out the most evil act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. Check the records. Check the archives of my national radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Check my hundreds of newspaper columns and online commentaries. I said from day one, from early March 2020, as we knew a deadly pandemic was headed our way, that this China flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, was man-made in a Chinese biowarfare lab in Wuhan. I also reported it appeared likely Dr. Anthony Fauci had used American taxpayer money to fund the creation of COVID-19 in that biowarfare lab in Wuhan. And I predicted that we were experiencing a massive cover-up by China, the Chinese Communist Party, the WHO, World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, simply because they'd all be on the hook for $10 trillion in damages. They were all in on it. Suddenly, everyone is admitting this deadly pandemic is most probably man-made from a Chinese biowarfare lab. Welcome to my world. So, since my gut about the origins of the China flu was right on the money for 15 months now, while everyone else was blind, deaf, and really dumb, what else am I right about? Is it possible my second prediction is on the money, too? Because I've said all along that this was no mistake. This was no coincidence. This wasn't bad fortune. This was, from day one, a purposeful attack on the United States by China. In my opinion, there are only two possibilities to why and how this pandemic happened. Either way, China is guilty of the worst act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. First, behind door number one. It's possible the China flu virus escaped out of a Wuhan biowarfare lab. But that's not an accident. China developed this as a biowarfare weapon of mass destruction. Even if it got out by accident, they are responsible for the deaths of millions and the destruction of our economy. But it's much worse than that. Once it was out and Chinese officials knew, they made the deadly decision to let thousands of infected Chinese fly to America and other Western countries to spread the pandemic worldwide. They clearly believed in Rahm Emanuel's famous saying, never let a crisis go to waste. But the choice behind door number two is even more evil. Did China purposely send this biowarfare weapon of mass destruction to America to end the trade war and, as a bonus, destroy us, our economy, and President Trump, all in one? My gut says look behind door number two. I believe this was a purposeful attack upon America. I don't believe it was a mistake or coincidence. Look at the timing. Look what China achieved. To wipe out Trump's economy, the greatest economy in modern history, Overnight, America went from prosperity to what amounted to a Great Depression. The stock market collapsed. Millions of small businesses were closed. Millions of Americans lost their jobs and a large portion of their life savings, too. We added trillions in debt to pay for the stimulus, bailouts, and welfare needed to prop up the economy. And many of the structural problems from the China flu remain today. Supply chains are destroyed. Massive hyperinflation is here. Gas prices, food prices, home prices, ammo prices are through the roof. The middle class is decimated. America's famous work ethic has been destroyed. We have a massive worker shortage. Under Trump, we had reestablished our economic dominance in the world. Now it's all reversed. Guess who's back in the driver's seat? China. The China flu pandemic changed everything. It allowed Democrats to cheat, rig, and steal a presidential election with millions of mail-in ballots, no voter ID, no signature verification, ballot harvesting, and ballots counted days after the election was over. Suddenly, Biden was president, a man I believe is clearly owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. His first day as president, Biden showed his cards by banning the use of the word China flu. Really? Suddenly, the trade war is over and forgotten. The borders are wide open, and China's making hundreds of billions of dollars on human trafficking, sex trafficking, and the manufacture of fentanyl and opioids smuggled across a porous border. The U.S. military's number one objective isn't protecting us from China, it's protecting gay and transgender rights. BLM flags, as in Black Lives Matter flags, are flying at U.S. embassies around the world. This is China's greatest dream. The debate is over. Of course China developed COVID-19 in a biowarfare lab as a weapon of mass destruction. The question to investigate now is, did they send it our way purposefully? Either way, I believe China is guilty of the worst act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. So there's my column. I'm sure it'll be controversial. I'm sure it'll go viral. I'm sure a lot of people will love it, and a lot of others will say, oh, my God, that's a conspiracy theory. Wainwright is nuts. Well, I'm not nuts. Turns out the latest polls out, a majority of Americans, and I didn't know this before I wrote the column, a majority of Americans believe that COVID was made by China in a biowarfare lab. It's man-made. And 25% of Americans believe that China sent it our way purposefully. And I'll bet you, when you look at Republicans alone, I'll bet you it's a majority of Republicans believe that China sent it our way purposefully. So, as usual, I'm in a large group. It's either a majority or close to a majority on every one of my views. And liberals are in the minority all the time. I'm in the silent majority. You guys are in the minority, liberals. But you steal elections. You fix elections. You rig elections. You steal elections. And so you make it seem like, you know, Wayne Root is in the minority, but I'm not. Fact is, every national poll shows I'm on the side of the majority like 9 out of 10 issues. 9 out of every 10 issues, I'm on the side of the majority. And that you think, and yet you think they vote different than me when it comes to an election. That makes no sense at all. Some interesting stories are out. You know, in Minneapolis, there was more rioting and looting and burning overnight because yesterday police shot a black man, 32 years old. Winston Boogie Smith was convicted of robbing an ex-girlfriend whose face was left bloodied and swollen. And he had over 20 arrests on his record. And he pulled a gun on the police. He was an armed felon who beat his ex-girlfriend. Police shot him dead. And black people are rioting in Minneapolis. What are you rioting for? This is so crazy. Look, I'm Jewish. If the police killed a Jewish person who had a gun and was aiming it at them, right, armed felon, and he had a lifelong career record of being a criminal, and he had over 20 different charges against him and crimes against him and convictions against him, and then he gets to fight with police and takes the gun out. Guess what? I'm all for it. I don't care that he's Jewish. What kind of a country are we living in where you worry about the color of the skin of a felon? And if he happens to be the same color as your skin, you riot, loot, and burn because police shot him? That's got to be the dumbest, most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And this is what's gone on since the beginning of all of these, you know, George Floyd riots and the BLM and the charges of systemic racism. If nice black people, there are 98% of all black people are nice and law-abiding, and they've got jobs and they're doing good stuff in life, and they're the ones in neighborhoods, black, dangerous, high-crime neighborhoods, inner-city neighborhoods, who are held hostage by the bad ones. And so, you know, when white policemen risk their lives in a black neighborhood, it's not to kill black people. It's to protect 98% of the people in that neighborhood that are good people. And they're mostly all black people that are good people. That's the way you got to look at it. When they shoot somebody who's got a lifelong criminal record as long as my arm or two of my arms, how can you riot and loot and burn over that? It's ridiculous. You're picking an argument over the wrong person. If cops ever shoot a nice black person sitting in his car, on a little vacation home to see his parents from Harvard, you know, he's home from Harvard, he's a straight-A student, he's going to be a lawyer, a doctor, a businessman, he worked hard to get into Harvard, cops pull him over, he says, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, and he gets shot, I'm on your side. That's not what's happening. Every time the person gets shot is black, oh, my God, it's racism. Oh, my God, let's loot the world, let's burn the world. Well, first of all, it's a criminal with a bad record, an evil person who just happens to be black. That's not a reason to burn down a city. I'm sorry. You're picking your fights over the wrong person. I don't defend felons who are attacking police and are armed felons. And it's this the case every single time. And second of all, what has that got to do with your right to steal a TV set, to steal new sneakers, to steal clothes, to steal furniture, to steal a refrigerator, to steal a washer dryer? Wow, a black guy got shot by police. I get to go shopping for free. Really? What has one got to do with the other? How are you defending racism? How is this a racist country when you steal a TV set because a black guy gets shot? I don't get it. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not bought. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you enjoyed my commentary. I know what China did to us. It's time to call out the most evil act of mass murder. Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. You know what I didn't get to, and I'm probably going to try and do it for next week's column, my nationally syndicated newspaper column, is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I want to extensively dig into what he is talking about, which is the fact that it's not just China that's guilty of mass murder, but the entire American medical establishment and scientific establishment. They've all got grants. They all make money from big government and the Democrats, and they just didn't want it getting out that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin plus zinc kill COVID. They didn't want that getting out, so they tried to squelch it and kill it. They tried to arrest you at gunpoint if you're a doctor that recommended vitamin C and vitamin D and colloidal silver and zinc. It's crazy what's going on in our country today. SWAT teams will come raid you at gunpoint if you're a doctor and you sing the praises of vitamins and you say, take enough vitamins, you'll be healthy, you won't have to worry about COVID. Oh my God, that's criminal information! But meanwhile, they vaccinate you. 4,000 people are known dead from the vaccine in America, heading for 5,000. In Europe, I believe it's over 10,000 dead from the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is even worse than the Pfizer and the Moderna, obviously. And the amount of people that have been severely injured and severe reactions in the hundreds of thousands in America, it must be in the millions in Europe. And yet, that's no problem. No one's ever died from vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, colloidal silver, to my knowledge. No one's ever died from probiotics. No one's ever died from kyolic garlic. By the way, if they did, I'd be dead. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I'd be dead. I take mega dose of C and D and zinc and colloidal silver. And I mean, mega doses. And I haven't been sick in 20 years. I mean, I haven't had a cold in 10 years. I've had two little colds in 20 years to my recollection. And I haven't had the flu in about 30 years, maybe 35 years. I don't know. It's been, I'm about to be 60 years old. I was in my 20s. Maybe I had the flu once. Maybe. Maybe it was my teens the last time I had the flu. I don't think I've thrown up since I was a little kid. You know, to me, the flu is an upset stomach, and that's it. As far as, like, throwing up virus, I haven't had that in, like, 40 years. I don't get sick. So that's what I get for vitamins. Yet if I recommend vitamins, I'm a criminal. This is America today. All right, it's crazy stuff. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is another wonderful natural product, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader. You know, like today, I worked out 90 minutes this morning. And about 30 minutes of weights and an hour five of aerobic exercises on the elliptical and on the bicycle and on the rower and on the stair stepper. I've got all of those in my home gym. And so I do all of those to break up the monotony. I do each one for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, another one for 20 minutes, another one for 10 minutes, another one for 15 minutes, then go back to the first one for 10 minutes. So I did about a minute 10 of aerobic and I did about 25, 30 of weights. I did altogether about an hour and a half. And you're going to get sore if you're over the age of 50, especially, let alone 60, and you exercise a lot, keep in great shape. You're going to have aches and pains. And Jay said, nope, not with SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I use the roll-on after every workout on all the places where I used to get sore. Now I don't get sore anymore. Finally, quality CBD is within your reach. This is the highest quality CBD I've ever experienced. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. And you can get up to 25% off if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So between the discount for WAR15 and the discount for subscription, meaning you don't just come back once and get it, you come back every month, and they mail out, you know, the CBD product from Sons of Liberty CBD. If you do both of those combined, you get 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So here's that poll I was telling you about. A majority of Americans believe COVID came from the Wuhan lab, and a quarter believe it was released on purpose. 58% agree it is definitely true that the virus came out of the Wuhan lab. Even 43% of Democrats believe it came out of the Wuhan lab. When it comes to more specific circumstances of the virus emergence, 24% think it was created in a laboratory, was released on purpose. 18% think it was lab-created and escaped by accident. 12% think it's a naturally occurring disease that was being examined in a lab and was released by accident. I'd love to know what percent of Republicans think it was released on purpose, because I believe it was released on purpose. This is not a coincidence. Everything that happened was great for China and terrible for America and defeated Trump. And China, let's face it, Trump had his boot on China's neck. So they were glad to get rid of Trump, and somehow they released a virus that got rid of Trump. They should have called it the Trump virus. I'm Wayne Hallerud. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. Senator Joe Manchin is not at the point where he'd back a Democrat push to pass an infrastructure proposal with no Republican support.
We need to do something in a bipartisan way. We can't continue on these types of projects because we were able to bring everything to fruition working through a bipartisan way. The Republicans didn't get everything they wanted the last time, as you recall. And basically, we're not going to get everything, but we can move forward.
The Dow ending the week positive, gaining 179 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Go check out my my interview with Donald Trump on video. Some of you have heard the interview, but you did not see it. RootForAmerica.com. It's right at the top. RootForAmerica.com. Check out the video of the interview. The sponsor of this segment of the show is my book, Trump Rules, Speaking of Donald Trump, which is not about politics. It's about all the great rules of Donald Trump after I've spent a lifetime studying him, almost 40 years studying him since I was a freshman in college. And every single rule that I identified, I've used and modeled in my own life, you know, exhibited them in my own life to try and create my own little mini-empire, and they worked. You know, I became the lead anchor at CNBC in 1988, I believe, without ever being one day on TV in my life. I tried out for the job, and I beat out like 300 other people who were all anchormen all over the United States. I had a goal to be Jimmy the Greek, the famous Vegas odds maker, and I wound up as his TV partner. It's about a billion-to-one odds of that. And then I built a gaming empire in the Nevada desert, and the media branded me the king of Vegas sports gambling, and CNBC did a profile on my life, and I became CEO of a public company. I wanted to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and I wound up with a nationally syndicated radio show. I wanted to be Bill O'Reilly. I wound up with a show on Newsmax TV, and three times a week, my partner on that show was Bill O'Reilly. I've created three hit reality TV shows. Remind you of anybody? And I've now taken my new sports gaming company public, and I've got gaming licenses in multiple states. So, you know, look, my life is very similar in kind of a mini way. I have a mini empire. Trump has a big empire. And I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination at my first try in politics and wound up on a presidential ticket. So, I mean, for a guy who studied Trump, I think I can verify that these rules work. They changed my life. They're really an amazing effect on my life. They'll have an amazing effect on your life. And, you know, most people say, we go to a Tony Robbins event, it's like, hey, it's only $5,000. This book is like $20 at Amazon, and it could change your life. So it's pretty cool value. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root, sold at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. We've got our guest here, Christina Layla. She's the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, and she's got the top stories trending at Gateway Pundit, which we're about to talk about. Christina Layla, how are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be back.
All right. I think the top story we should discuss is the one that is literally trending right at the top of Gateway Pundit as we speak. It's by Steve Bannon. I love his show. And Steve Bannon says Georgia will hold a forensic audit and three Republican state Senate seats are coming back. I assume he means state Senate seats, right? He's not saying United States Senate seats, is he?
What
is
he talking about? Yeah, he's saying U.S. Senate seats.
Well, there's only two. He can't say three Republican Senate seats. Two Senate seats would be coming back.
Oh, he's talking about Arizona. I think he was talking about one in Arizona. Yeah.
Got it.
And one in Georgia, which... Yeah,
yes.
We know Georgia. They stole Georgia with the ballot boxes.
Yes.
And
they stole Arizona. And along with it, it wasn't just Trump. It was Senate seats. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? We'd be in control of the Senate again. So, I mean, that would be, even if we didn't get Trump back, that would be amazing. But here'd be my argument, okay? I'm gonna be the negative devil's advocate here. If we prove that the election was stolen, you would hope that Trump would be the next president of the United States immediately. But I'm betting you that's not going to happen. I'm betting you they're going to say,
right,
which they're saying right now,
that.
It doesn't matter. It's Biden's the president. And so, okay,
right.
I proved it in a couple states. Doesn't matter. So what would make you think that you could get a U.S. Senate seat back again? If they won't give you the presidential seat, why would you get a Senate seat back again?
Yeah, I think I have to listen to the full interview. I read some of the notes on it. It sounds like perhaps he's talking about the next elections coming up, but I don't think you can just boot people out of their seat. And like, just like the president, you can't, there's an impeachment process. You can't just reinstate Trump. I see people talking about that. And I believe the only way to remove a president is through impeachment. That's through Congress. And so I think what Bannon perhaps was talking about was if we show that there was fraud and we can clean up the fraud, we can flip those seats back to what they should be, which are Republicans. I mean, everybody knows Georgia's red. There's no way Georgia turned blue. And so we have to get this cleaned up for the next election.
Right. No question about it.
That was his whole prediction. Yeah.
You know, but it sounds like he's predicting we're going to pick up three Senate seats that we lost now. But I, you know, we'll see. We'll see what's going to come of all this. My very cynical New York attitude is, if you could prove the election was stolen, Trump should be president tomorrow. We should get back all those Senate seats. But it's not going to happen. They're not going to allow it. It's going to be a civil war in the streets if you tried to do that. You know, they're already burning down Minneapolis again. By the way, why isn't that a big news story, your site or any other site? There was looting and burning and rioting in Minneapolis again yesterday.
Yeah, we actually posted that last night. Yeah.
I tuned in this morning, I guess it was already gone. Well, see, it was probably gone this morning by the time I got on there. You know, there's so many other news stories. It was already on the old page. Sometimes you got to watch out for that and go back. But I didn't go back. I just looked at this morning's news stories. But I'm just amazed, Christina, that people choose to riot and loot and burn over a guy getting shot by police who has a lifelong criminal record. It's the same thing as George Floyd. It happens again and again. If you have a lifelong criminal record, why are you hanging your argument on that person when you should be waiting for, like, when a good person gets shot and the police did something really bad? Okay, I get it. Protest. I still don't want to loot and burn, but protest. But to hang your argument on somebody that has 20 prior arrests, to me, is a terrible argument.
Right, they were out looting and rioting. And these are the same people who made shrines to George Floyd, another man who has a long criminal history, so it doesn't surprise me. And I believe the man who was shot last night was armed.
And, I thought it was more than armed. I thought he was. I think he was pointing a gun at police, is what I heard last night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just armed. But, look, if you point a gun at the police as opposed to saying,
suicide by cop,
yes, sir, no, sir, when they pull you over, you're not going to get killed if you say yes, sir, no, sir. If you have a gun and you point at the police, you're a good chance you're going to get killed. It has nothing to do with being black. It has to do with being stupid. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anybody who points a gun at cops is stupid. I don't care what the color of your skin is. You're looking to get killed. You have a death wish. Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He criticizes Morgan Common and lists punishments for Facebook whistleblowers in a leaked video. So call me a little out of touch here. I don't know who Morgan Common is. Who is he criticizing?
Right. Okay. So Morgan Common is the guy who leaked the documents on Facebook's efforts to censor the discussion on the COVID vaccine. And Project Veritas, you know, Project Veritas published the documents and interviewed this whistleblower. And so Facebook found out who it was and fired the guy. I think they fired him last week. And what's funny is this video of Mark Zuckerberg speaking to one of his attorneys and some other director in his, you know, high up in his company. They were complaining about Project Veritas, and this video was leaked to Project Veritas. So somebody sent James O'Keefe this video, and Zuckerberg's basically saying, we have, you know, zero tolerance on leaks, and we find them and we fire them. And someone sent this video over to Project Veritas, which makes it even funnier.
And you know what's really funny is that during the entire 4 years of Trump's presidency, the liberals leaked everything that Trump said, his phone conversation with Ukraine, and, you know, and they thought that was fair game. But God forbid you leak on Mark Zuckerberg. He thinks that's not right. Well, I agree with Mark Zuckerberg. No one should be leaked on. In other words, you should not know what Donald Trump said in the conversation with Ukraine. He's the president of the United States. None of your damn business what he says in a private conversation with world leaders. And so, you know, from that standpoint, Zuckerberg's right, except he had no problem when they were leaking on the president. He only is mad when they leak on him. They're a bunch of hypocrites. All of them. They're just ridiculous.
He allowed those leaks to circulate Facebook, so.
Now, by the way, I'm a big fan, as you know, of President Trump, and I had my interview with him last week, and he's a pretty big fan of mine, too. We get along great. So, you know, believe me, this isn't a knock on him. I love 99% of what he says. I kind of thought his comment today was a little silly. You know, when he heard today that he got banned for the next 2 years on Facebook, he should have talked about this being equivalent to a Nazi state. Instead, he said, next time I'm in the White House, no more dinners at his request with Mark Zuckerberg. I thought that was one of the sillier things Trump ever put out. I mean, I understand he's making fun.
I agree.
You know, but he shouldn't put out things like that because it just looks silly. It looks ridiculous. But I guess he's making fun of Zuckerberg because he's saying, here's the guy that hated me, but when I was president, he was begging me for dinners. I guess that's what he's saying. But does it matter? All that matters is they're a bunch of communist Nazis because they won't even let an ex-president talk. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. And so I think, you know, I do agree with you. I thought it was a weak statement. And I think Trump was trying to just be a little silly when he was hinting at a 2024 run. He's been doing that. So he hinted, you know, when in your interview with you, I listened to that interview. It was great. And so it was kind of a weak statement, though. He should have come out swinging. Because all right. What Facebook is doing is essentially acting like a government.
Right. Well, you know, look, a lot of people will argue, hey, you conservatives are being hypocrites because it's a private business. They can ban who they want. Well, then they should have that protection they've got taken away from them where we can't sue them and, you know, they can't lose money and they can't be broken up. That protection, what is that called? I forgot the name they give it.
Oh, Section 230, communication.
Yes, that should be taken away from them if you want, you know, and by the way, if it's okay for any business to discriminate any way they want, then how come a person can't say, because of the color of your skin, you can't eat at my lunch counter? We all agree that's terrible, right? So how you're allowed to say, because of your views, you can't eat at my lunch counter? I don't understand the difference. You're black.
Right.
You can't ban a black person from eating, but you can ban a conservative from eating because it's a private business. Someone needs to make that law equal. You can't ban someone because their religion, their political beliefs, or the color of their skin. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. And this is unfair that they do this to us. Terrible. Terrible. What's wonderful is the Gateway Pundit. Always my favorite website. I mentioned that without even realizing you were my guest today. I said earlier today, my favorite website in the world, Gateway Pundit. I get all my great stories there. Thank you, Christina Layla.
Thank you, Wayne.
Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Wayne on the Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Back with more.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you need a health care program for 2021, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place, and they've extended it again. I don't know how many of you know that, but there used to be a small window, and it was like, I think it was like mid-November through like mid-January. And then because of COVID, they expanded it to March. Then they expanded it to May. Now they've expanded it through August 15th. You're allowed to change any health care provider you want, health insurance provider you want, through August 15th now. And Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no networks. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And I've saved over $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. So every time I open up my bank account and look at my bank statement, guess what? I've got an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. That's just in premiums that I've saved. And that's the minimum. It may be as high as $180,000, but I know I can quote $120,000. So I use that as the absolute bare bones minimum that I've saved. So could you use an extra $120,000? Find out more. You got to make a phone call. You owe it to yourself. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. So voters don't agree with Biden and the media on riots. I don't think they agree on anything. I mean, what's amazing in America is Democrats control everything. All the government employees, all the government agencies, the media, social media, the entire Silicon Valley, all the lawyers, all the courts, all the brainwashing, all of Hollywood, all the TV, all the media. It's amazing. You know, it's just, and still most people tend to be center-right in this nation. Still. Most voters aren't buying President Joe Biden's rhetoric about the January 6th riot at the Capitol, nor do they agree with the media about last summer's mostly peaceful riot nonsense. The latest Rasmussen Report's national poll finds 44% of likely U.S. voters agree with Biden that the January 6th Capitol riot was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. 41% disagree. The survey of 870 likely voters conducted by Rasmussen reports January 2nd. It's a third, and the average person doesn't agree with Biden on Black Lives Matter riots. They think it's much worse than Biden thinks. So just chalk that one up to the fact that you can try to brainwash the American people day and night, night and day, and it still doesn't work because most people still have independent minds. I keep telling you the vaccine is scary. I'm not saying don't take it. I am saying wait. I do think it's silly to rush to take the vaccine when there's so much bad information still coming in. And so Joel Kallman, head of software development for Oracle, died just days after receiving his second RNA injection for the Wuhan COVID-19 virus. March 16th, Kallman tweeted to his followers he had just received his first virus shot, was proud to have created V-Safe, a smartphone tool to remind others to get their shot. About a month later, right on schedule, he received the second Wuhan flu injection, and he subsequently died on May 25th, prompting Oracle and the mainstream media to immediately declare he died from COVID. Oh, God, they're all such liars, such propaganda. It's unbelievable what's going on in our country. You can't die from COVID after getting the COVID vaccine, can you? I didn't think you could. I guess you can. Or I guess you could die from the COVID vaccine itself. Scary stuff. Just be careful. Just take your time. There's no rush to get the COVID vaccine. Happening now, violent Minneapolis Black Lives Matter mob loots a sneaker shop, a Target, a Walgreens, a CVS, and more. It's not actually happening now, but that's the headline. It was from yesterday. I went to look at it after my interview with Christina Layla, and I said that I didn't see it on our website. It turns out it was there. It was yesterday. Last night, late, they posted it. But the point is, a black criminal gets shot, Winston Boogie Smith, wanted on a state warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm, and after being stopped in his vehicle by law enforcement, U.S. Marshals say he produced a handgun, and he was shot dead. And the result of that is they burned down stores and they looted stores again, including a sneaker shop, a Target, a Walgreens, a CVS, and more. Makes no sense. I was out to dinner last night with some very smart businessmen, and they told me that in almost every city in America, stores are being looted in amounts of money that no one can even believe. Store owners cannot stay in business anymore. There are many of them that are about to close retail stores because all people do is walk in and walk out with all this loot without paying a penny for it. So it's just terrible what's going on in this country today. And it's all because liberal DAs and prosecutors, many of them supported with funding from George Soros. That's how they got elected. George Soros is the guy at the root of all the destruction of America and the theft of the election. And he got all these prosecutors and DAs in. Keep the music low. I want to make sure people hear me. He got all these prosecutors and DAs in who then made it not a crime, just a ticket to steal anything up to like $995. So $1,000 or more of theft is a crime, but $900 and something is not. So they're just walking into every store, CVS, Walgreens, sneaker shops, and they're looting just under $1,000 each person. And when a gang comes in, eight people, they each loot $900 worth of stuff. They must bring calculators with them, and they make sure they don't go above $1,000. And it's just like a parking ticket at that point. Nobody can even stay in business anymore. That's what's going on in America today. Crazy, crazy stuff. And it's leading to some bad times, but I say we come out of it with a win. We're winners. See you soon. Wayne Allyn Root. War Now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Details.